Hey guys, I'm not really excited. Not like I'm not happy, but not just really, really excited. Some things have been happening lately, and it's been kind of serious, but I'm pushing. I'm okay. These things happen. It's part of being old. Being mature. Like, I had to write it on my status one time like that, like, please, who's driving this maturity bus? Like, the person should stop. Like, I want to get down. Like, you have bills, you have, you know, family issues to sort out, you have personal issues to sort out, you have emotional issues to sort out. Like, it's just really crazy, and there are times that you just don't want to talk to anybody. Like, you just want to be on your own. You just want to, you know, sinking into yourself, into whatever is happening at the moment, and just not talk to anybody. You just want to be in that kind of position of reflecting and just thinking and all that. Though I try as much as possible not to do that too much, because you don't know when the pressure might set in. So most times it's good to actually be around people. It's good to be around friends, families, and, you know, talk to someone. So yes, this episode is like a continuation, or should I say a sequel, of That One Person. So, you know, That One Person talk about codependence, you depending on someone, always having that one person that you talk to, that person that, you know, makes you happy, that person that, you know, hypes you, gives you all the energy and the ginger that you need to get through any moment, you understand? So, a friend of mine actually responded to that podcast, to that episode, and I really feel like I should address it. So he mentioned something about having that one person and giving them your all, and what if that person leaves? What if they just up and leave one day, and then what happens? What do you do? Like, do you just continue moving to other people, or you just learn to, you know, depend on yourself, or you just, you know, just try as much as possible to get over it and move on fast? I've been in that situation before, and I think I'm in that situation right now, in the sense that when you have this one person that you talk to, someone that you share your ups and downs with, someone that you share your you share your little dirty secrets with. If somebody pinches you, you tell the person. If somebody slaps you, you tell the person. If somebody, you know, praises you, you tell the person. Like, you just have that one person. For example, maybe I have a boyfriend, and this boyfriend is like my best friend, is my everything, and I share everything with him. There is nothing that passes by without him getting to know about it. Like, if I fight a conductor today, like, me and conductor, we drag ourselves on top 15 naira change. Like, the guy in the first person I go call, say, guy, this conductor, they drag 15 naira with your babe, boo, you understand? And then, you know, what happens? You know, life happens. People change, people move on, people die. Yeah. And that person is not just there anymore. And there's that space, and you just don't know how to feel it. You don't know how to feel. You don't even know how to express it. Most times, these people don't necessarily say it, that they don't want you anymore in their life, or they are tired. With their reaction, with the way they respond, you know, the non-verbal cues, maybe giving you some kind of attitude and stuff, you kind of just know that they are not, you know, feeling this anymore, and that connection is no longer there, and you don't just feel feel so excited sharing things with them again. You know, the kind of reaction they give you before when you share something with them is not the same thing they're giving to you. Like maybe before, if I tell my boyfriend that me and one conductor slapped each other, we didn't give my change of 15 naira, would I be like, conductor slap my babe, is he mad? Why would he slap my babe? Well, yeah, yeah, babe, just me. Do you recognize him? Any day I see him, any day you see him and we are together, just let me know so I can deal with him. Why would he slap my babe? You understand? Like, it's giving you that kind of hype. Or maybe you say, do you know what even happened to me today? I was going on. That's how one guy was just telling me one nonsense like that. I didn't even know. And the guy's like, oh my god, sorry. Why are these guys like this? You understand? And then you give this guy a gist again. And then he's like, okay, babe, I'm sorry. You're going to be fine. You know, the first thing that will come to my mind is to ask him, okay, babe, what's up? Is anything a problem? Find the times that people are really going through some stuff and they are not just their usual self, you understand? They are just not their regular self. So they don't react the way that you want them to react. But I feel that if people are going through stuff, I think it's for a period of time. So you can give them that space for that period of time that they are really going through stuff, so you can be there for them. You can be the one making them feel better, making them feel good at that moment. So, but if it lingers, if it continues for a long period of time, then you might need to start asking questions and asking them what is going on. Like, they need to talk to you. Do you understand? Because most times, for people like me that overthink, I would have thought about a million and one things. I would have thought about, did I say something? Did I do something? Do you understand? Like, I would have thought about a lot. So it's just necessary that you talk to this person. So if you notice any changes, if you notice that this person has probably changed from their usual person, the way they act to you, you might need to ask questions. Just, you know, tell them to talk to you so you guys know, so you know what's up. You understand? I think the second thing I'm going to mention is the fact that when this kind of thing happened to me recently, I was really sad, and I was just confused because I didn't know what I did wrong. I didn't know what I said wrong, and this person said I didn't do anything wrong actually. So I kind of felt like, okay, this person is saying I didn't do anything wrong, so what's up? So during my meditation, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, with humans, you're going to always get disappointed. Like, humans are going to be always humans. My present wallpaper says human after all. Like, I deliberately put it there because it reminds me of the fact that humans are always going to be humans. Like, we are all humans, and at some point the human part of us we always show. So I understand the fact that people cannot always be hyper all the time, they can't always be themselves all the time, but when people change to the extent that you start feeling that change, it gets like it start affecting your relationship and you guys are drifting apart and you don't even know it, then it makes you realize that the only person that you ever really need is God and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit made me realize at that point that if I keep depending on people to make me feel better, if I keep depending on people to, you know, make me feel in some kind of way, I will always get disappointed. There was a time in my life where I didn't really have anybody that I could really talk to, and anytime anything happens to me, I'll just say, Holy Spirit, do you know what even happened today? If not for you, the way that girl spoke to me today, I would have said my own back, which one is all this one that girl is talking to me about? You get? And I can remember still telling someone recently that, man, the Holy Spirit has really worked on me, because I know myself. Before, nothing passes me by you. Like, you can't say one thing. If you say one thing, I'll give you 10. Like, I will give you back to back. But with constant fellowship with God, I find myself letting go of certain things. Letting go of people has now become like something really simple to me. I don't find it difficult to let people go anymore. So if someone is probably tired, they don't want to be in my life anymore, I don't try to make them stay. I don't try to hold on to them. I just, you know, I just let them go because I know that I have the Holy Spirit and He will always be there whenever I call. So it just kind of made me realize that we always feel that we are so much attached our lives to people that we forget the place of the Holy Spirit. But then when these kind of things happen, the Holy Spirit has a way of reminding us that I am the only one that will always be there for you. These people will not always be there for you. So secondly, I'm going to say that when that one person that means the most to you, that, you know, that is like the entire world to you, when they, you know, deviate from their usual self, I think it's time you just go back to the Holy Spirit. He just reminds you of the fact that you really should not depend so much on people. Not like you should not trust people, not like you should not have someone you talk to, but I think it's just the way of God telling us that without me, you're nothing. Do you get? Thirdly, this is the hardest part, but I am going to go straight into it because it is what I do first, actually. Let people go, please. Like, I think I've emphasized this in almost all of my podcast, and I think it's because it is something that has really worked for me, and I know it is going to work for me. Let people go. See, I don't think there's anybody that is irreplaceable. Trust me. I don't think there is that one person that cannot be replaced. The only person that cannot be replaced is God. Do you get? So when somebody starts acting up, when they start giving you attitude, when they start, you know, unnecessarily making you feel like you're forcing yourself on them, you know what, just take a step back. And, you know, at some point you feel like without this person in your life, you're going to be devastated, you're going to be sad and all that, you're going to miss them, of course, but it's just for a short period of time. Trust me, you'll move on. I think one thing that helps me is I always be like, what if this person dies? Because trust me, death is like something that we have to get. So I'll be like, what if this person dies? You get? Of course, you have their memories. Of course, you would think about them once in a while. But just imagine that the person is dead. You will leave. You move on. There's this particular guy when I was in school that he was so a huge part of my life that I thought that if this guy should leave me, I'd probably commit suicide. Like, the guy was that close to me. We were that close. And this guy started acting up every time I would beg him, he would come back. At some point, he was looking as if we're forcing the communication. He doesn't always want to talk to me like he used to and all that. And the Holy Spirit just told me to let him go. It wasn't easy, but I asked God to give me the grace to let him go. I deliberately prayed that God should please let these guys, with whatever emotions, whatever thing I have for this guy, that God should remove it, because that was the only way I could let go. And this guy just did one thing. Like, just one thing. You know, they always say the straw that broke the camel's back or something. He just did that one thing. He has done worse things in the past, funny enough, and I've forgiven him. But he just did that one thing, and I just said, you know what, I'm done. And that was it. And since then, he just speak maybe once in a while, and that's all. And 4 years later, I am still living. Do you get? 4 years later, I am still living, I'm still breathing, I'm still happy. Like, I've had other people in my life, other amazing people, and I don't even feel this guy's absence. So trust me, everybody is replaceable. I am replaceable. Trust me. When Elijah was telling God that God should not allow Ahab to kill him, that if he dies, that there won't be any prophet in Israel, God said, Oga, trust me, I have hidden 700 prophets. If anything happens to you today, now to just pick one of them, pour anointing oil on his head, he will continue the ministry. So do you guys get? I think when we start living with this mentality that I am placeable, and whatever position I occupy in this person's life is just because they have put me in that position, I don't think we think enough, actually. Because if we actually think enough, we actually realize that we are not doing anybody any favor. Okay, for example, we are best friends. You chose me as your best friend. I chose you as my best friend. It's a privilege. They are like other people in my life. And I decided that you are going to be my best friend. And I tell you stuff that I don't tell other people. And then at some point, you actually think that because you have come into that space in my life, I can't do without you. I can't do without you. I chose you at that point because you probably were a reflection of who I am, or you were at some point the kind of person I want to have in my circle, or at some point the kind of person I want to have in my life. So I said, oh, if I make you my best friend, I'm going to be able to engage with you better. At that point, if you feel like you can do without me, I can also do without you. I will go out there and I will meet someone else that will tally with the kind of person that I want, and they will be my friend. See, let's not always make people think that because we say they are special, because we say they mean a lot to us, that means we cannot do without them. When you start making people feel like you cannot do without them, trust me, they will, that's a fact. Let it be that, yes, you tell them they mean a lot to you. You cherish them, and you like their presence. But don't make them feel like without them in your life, you cannot actually live, or you cannot replace them. If you don't go with anything today, go with the fact that, number one, everybody's replaceable, including you. So I want every one of us to go back and reflect. One, who are the people that we actually feel like they are special to us? Who are the special people in our lives? How do we make them feel? How do they make us feel? Once you answer that question, the second question is, the people that have made us special people in their lives, how have we been able to, function in that special position that they have put us? Let us reflect on that as well. Because life is give and take. If you are taking for granted somebody in your life, trust me, somebody is taking you for granted in their life. Trust me, that is it. Like, you cannot even tell me otherwise. If you're taking someone for granted, you're taking their feelings for granted, the way they treat you for granted, somebody somewhere is also taking you for granted, despite all the attention and all the gift or whatever you're doing for them. So I just think that if people are really special to you and you just stop acting in some kind of way towards them, why don't you go back and sit down and say, okay, why am I reacting in this way to this person? There was a time my friend kind of did something that I didn't like, and I just took a step back and I said I wasn't going to push this relationship anymore. I wasn't going to be texting her. I wasn't going to be calling her. I wasn't going to be, you know, checking on her. If she doesn't do that, then I know that I'm not special to her. So I stopped. And then she would chat me up. She would talk to me. I would talk to her. I would talk and everything and all that. And it just occurred to me that I was trying to base my feelings for her, the things I do for her, based on what she does for me. Of course, most times, when people don't do things that we do for them, we feel in some kind of way, and we try to say, if I'm not getting the same energy from you, what's the essence? I cannot be wasting my energy or more same energy. You understand? But then I actually realized she was putting energy into the relationship. But because she wasn't putting that energy in the way that I wanted, I was feeling that she wasn't doing enough. So what I did was, I took a step back and I tried to understand her personality. Her personality is different from my own personality. My own personality, if I really like you, I would share things with you. I would, you know, what's the word? I will let you know what's going on in my life. So if I'm not getting the same energy from you, I'll feel like, ah, maybe I'm not special to you, so I'll stop. Some people's way of actually expressing that you're special to them is that they are there for you. They don't tell you stuff. They don't, you know, tell you secrets and all that. But whenever you need them, they are there for you. Do you get? So, what am I trying to say in summary? Study people. Yes, pay attention to their love languages. People have different love languages. How do they show it? And there are times that people go through stuff and they don't react in the way that you want them to react. Maybe they have something they are going through, maybe they are overwhelmed and they are just not showing it to you. So you can ask them what's up, and if they say nothing, fine, just take it as nothing. Just give them that break. When they are back from that shell and they come out of that shell, they are of course going to talk to you. But if on a normal day they are this very jovial person towards you and all that, and they are gone, but they are gone for too long, like that shell, they are taking too long to come out of it, maybe it's time to also reflect and you also take a step back. They take a step back and see, bros, you also take a step back. If they reach back to you, great, fine. But just keep an open mind so that in case they don't reach back to you, you have what? You have moved on. Trust me. One thing you don't want to do is to wait for someone that has moved on. That shit hurts, man. That's the worst thing you can do to yourself. And also, please always read the signs. Guys, this, excuse me, the signs are always there. The signs are always there. You know, I just look back at all the relationships I've had and how they've turned out, and I actually realized that the signs were always there, actually, from the start. They were always there. But because, you know, when you like someone, you just, you know, you play deaf, you play blind, you don't see those things, you don't hear those things. And then when they start showing those things at some point, you start feeling somehow. You saw it coming. You just were not ready to accept the truth. Okay, so I'm trying to look for the right words. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, that was thunder. Okay, what I'm trying to say in summary is that everybody's replaceable. And don't tie your life around humans. Tie your life around and inside God. Trust me, you'll never regret it. It's such a beautiful feeling when you have the Holy Spirit to talk to remind you of how amazing you are without needing validation from people. Of course, yeah, it's good when people say you're beautiful, you're smart, you're this, you're that. But if you've totally depended on people for things like that, trust me, when they stop, you start doubting yourself. Imagine maybe every day you have a boyfriend that was always telling you you're smart, you're beautiful, you're kind. And then all of a sudden, he moves on, he breaks up with you, and nobody to tell you that again. And then you start doubting yourself. Or you start looking for another person to start telling you that. What happens when that person also leaves? So please, in summary, seek your validation from God, not from man. Know that everybody is replaceable, including you, and try as much as possible to treat people the way you want to be treated, because trust me, what goes around comes around. This thing is not a cause safe. The energy you give out is the same energy you get back. That's just it. Maybe you might not get it in the same way you're giving it out, but equal quantity, kind of, you get it. So guys, it's good to have that one person, but always have a backup plan, and that backup plan is the Holy Spirit. You get it? Take care. I hope you enjoyed this. Bye.